first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vacchione moves us through darkness and lightness.
Lucille Clifton's poetry collection, The Book of Light, begins with this list from Roget's Thesaurus. Ray, stream, beam, sun, glow, flicker. The first poem, Climb, says, a woman precedes me up the long rope, making me think each time I read it of the women who've preceded me through their own complicated times of darkness and difficulty, and how moving through darkness doesn't happen in a quick or slow minute. Our new president is a man I trust to do, at least mostly, the right thing. And spring is coming. The days are lengthening. My ranunculus and poppies are beginning to bloom, and they certainly glow. I love the words sparkle and radiate, things we can do ourselves to make our own light bigger. Clifton's poem hinges on this line. Maybe I should have wanted less. It makes me think of my father, who would say to me, is it never enough for you? Though I never replied aloud, I always thought to myself, no, it's never enough. I always want more. More sparkle, more shimmer, bigger promises, and more, much more light.
Patrice Vacchione is a poet, writer, and teacher. You can find her books in local bookstores. If you'd like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.